Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? And thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Busted Open Podcast. It's a Saturday edition with the Hall of Fame and Pain, myself, Bully Ray, and my tag team partner, Mark Henry. Mark, what?
Damn.
What?
Damn.
Exactly. We're covering all today. We are going to get into Rampage. We are going to get into SmackDown. And we might be even throwing it back to a little Dynamite. All that and more right here on the Busted Open Podcast. Paul Heyman expressing his fear for Brock Lesnar. Because as we heard, this isn't about pinning Brock's shoulders to the mat for a three count. This is about keeping Brock Lesnar down for 10 seconds. That is seven more seconds than Roman Reigns has ever had to do to defeat Brock Lesnar. Mark, I've been in the ring with Brock. You've been in the ring with Brock. How difficult is it to keep the beast down for 10 seconds?
Bully. I would like to tell you, but I have not been able to do it. And I've put him down. I ran him into the post. I've bashed his head off the stairs. I've splashed him from the second rope. I've given him my finish. And he may be down for 3 seconds. Maybe even four. But I've never seen five, six, seven. Never seen it.
Let alone 8, 9, and 10.
Jeez. Like that is a very, very hard order. And they're going to have to game plan. That's what Paul was saying. Like he said, we cannot worry about 3 seconds, 10 seconds.
It's a last man standing match. There are no rules. And when Paul Heyman says we are going to have to make sure we get the job done, I'm paraphrasing here. I thoroughly believe that Paul is referring to not only Roman Reigns, but himself, Paul Heyman, but more importantly, the Usos. They are going to have to work together as a unit. You try to keep Brock Lesnar is basically fighting three guys. He's going to have, because the Usos are going to get involved. There's no doubt in my mind. And then you never know what Heyman has hidden up his sleeve. He's fighting three guys, but he's fending off four. And here comes Roman Reigns coming at you with a spear out of nowhere at any given moment, or a Superman punch, or whatever it is that Roman is going to be doing. This is a last man standing match that I am truly looking forward to, Mark. And I'm wondering if neither one of these men come out of SummerSlam, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
Well, that's a good point you just made, because during that segment, Theory comes running around the ring. Look at me. I have the money in the bank briefcase. And after these men have beaten the living hell out of each other, would either one of them, and look at who we're talking about. Brock Lesnar speaks for itself. Don't have to go into him being a world champion in UFC. Don't have to mention how many world titles he's won with WWE. Just the overall, the name, the beast incarnate. And then you got Roman Reigns. How many years has he been champion? He's starting to look like Bruno Sammartino.
Hell yeah.
There has not been a champion to hold the title as long as Roman Reigns in the history of WWE.
And Mark, we're talking about the fact that that Brock is going to have to fight off Roman, the Usos. He's going to have to contend with Paul Heyman. Let's not forget that Sami Zayn is also an honorary member of the Bloodline. So he might have to deal with that too. And you brought up an interesting scenario that I had actually brought up last week. And I think we're totally on the same page when it comes to this. Could you imagine if the finish of this match happens where both men are down from some crazy ass bump, completely laid out, and all of a sudden here comes Austin Theory, a la Seth Rollins at WrestleMania 31, and injects himself into the match. He doesn't try to cash in after the match is over. He actually injects himself into the match, does not have to pin Roman Reigns, does not have to pin Brock Lesnar, doesn't have to lay a finger on either man. All he has to do is stand there for the referee to count to 10. And just like that, Austin Theory would become your youngest and newest WWE champion. Do you think there is a legit shot that can happen, Mark?
Listen, nobody would pop harder for that to happen than me. I would be jumping up and down laughing my ass off because it would be like when The Miz won the first time. Like, is he really deserving of this? Come on, man. Not Theory. But where will the Usos be? Where will Sami Zayn be? Where will Paul Heyman be when all this happens? There's a lot of other factors that are going to have to be taken care of the way that this is all being laid out. Now, Bully, it's been a while, but it's still fresh in my memory. Roman Reigns had a last man standing match with Kevin Owens. And what did Paul Heyman do? He interjected himself with the handcuffs to keep Kevin Owens down. I think the same thing could happen. Paul Heyman has got a lot of tricks up his sleeve. He's a thinker. He is a preemptive striker, if you will. Paul is going to have a game plan. And when he said we, his brain trust, I think, is what he was trying to get Roman to see. Your thoughts?
I agree when it comes to Heyman, obviously. I think that these guys are going to hold nothing back, especially if this is the quote, you know, unquote, last time we're going to see this match. Every gimmick available to them will be used. One of the things I hate about a last man standing match is when they prostitute the count. Like somebody goes down early on in the match and we get the two count or the three count. I like saving the counts for the back end of the match when they really, really mean something. Sometimes in a last man standing match, Mark, we get so many counts that the counts start to mean nothing. I like to save the counts for when people can actually get invested in them. Now, Brock is a very smart man when it comes to psychology and putting these matches together. So is Roman, obviously Heyman. So I think we're going to get a very psychologically sound last man standing match. I'll remind everybody of what Brock Lesnar did for Drew McIntyre at the Royal Rumble a couple of years ago. That entire thing was by design by Brock Lesnar. Brock eliminated every single guy in that match until Drew eliminated him with the Claymore heard around the world. And in an instant, Drew McIntyre was made.
A made man.
Brock opened up the books and put Drew's name in it. And it's because of the way Brock designed the match. Why am I going back to this that Rumble? Because I'm talking about how Brock can design something to be so psychologically sound that it makes sense. And I think that we're going to be getting that.
Hey, everyone. It's Brad the Big Noise Evans from the Fantasy Fast Track. With the fantasy football season upon us, catch me and Brandon Fun Buns Funston every week as we sprint through a variety of fantasy football topics, including waivers, trade targets, sleepers, plus, and more. If that first place medal is what you're after, we've got the information to help you make it happen. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Mark, you're real high on Takesta. Strong match from the two last night. What'd you think?
Strong match, man. From the first time I saw him, I called him on Elevation. And I was like, damn, who is this? You know, when somebody gets your attention where you go, you just cuss on radio or cuss on TV. I said, damn, who is this? He was explosive. And I made the reference on that show. I said, if this guy would have been born in America, he'd be an outside linebacker, a defensive end. He is extremely athletic. I mean, man, he is a high-level athlete. I've seen him in the back, stretching, warming up, getting ready to go out. And you know, in the back of the facility, they have all these boxes that they put all the pipe and drape and the equipment and cables and stuff in. The box had to be 30 inches. Just warming up. Woo! He jumps and lands on top of the box. Jumps down. Woo! Jumps up. I mean, he got hops. I was like, holy shit, look at this dude. And then he gets out there and has a match with Jay Lethal. Of all people. Kills it. Looks like a 10-year veteran. And I said, bro, this dude is wild. And what you saw with, excuse me, what you saw with Eddie Kingston is not him unlocked. That was a good-ass match.
Well.
Very good.
You said it was a good-ass match. I think he cut a good-ass promo also.
Woo! Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Yeah! Yes, sir! Big fire! Oh, my goodness gracious.
That's for my Ruby.
Oh, that's for my Ruby.
That's for my Ruby.
That's for my Ruby. Oh, shit. Look, I got good vibes.
One of the things that I loved about Eddie's promo is he did not yell at all, but he sounded as real as real gets. You know, we're talking about, we were talking about Liv Morgan. I don't feel like she believes what she's saying. I believe every last thing that comes out of Eddie Kingston's mouth because he takes it and he makes it his own. Well, it probably is his own anyway. But talk about a strong, solid promo that gets you to buy in. So we're probably going to get Kingston and Jericho. Is there a match announced yet?
Yes.
They're
going to do a barbed wire match in a shark cage.
Okay, give me some more details here, Mark.
So from what I'm seeing, it was a shark cage that's going to be trimmed in barbed wire. And a shark cage is usually not that big. I mean, it's not a phone booth, but a shark cage is probably 12 feet by 12 feet.
Okay.
Like, and I think it's going to be suspended. I don't know, bro. Like, this is
a shark cage, this, like in Jaws, like man goes
like
in the cage.
Like in Jaws, a shark cage.
Man goes in the cage, cage goes in the water, shark's in the water. Our shark.
And I'm going to tell you, he said that every drop of blood is a sin that you committed. He said the last drop is for my Ruby. He did not scream. He whispered it. And anybody that's ever watched a mob movie, you knew that when the Don whispered something, it was way worse than people screaming and hollering, brandishing a firearm. The whisper is the most powerful, powerful weapon that the Don has. And Chris Jericho needs to find a way out of this match. Chris, don't do it.
He's a wizard.
He is a wizard, though. Wizards don't run.
They throw fire.
Jeez. I haven't been that wired up and excited in a while, Bully. I really haven't. Eddie made me feel good about wrestling.
We have seen Eddie on Rampage and Dynamite a lot more lately. One of my critiques months ago were, I don't know why we're not seeing more of Eddie, because Eddie is so good at what he does. And we're getting to see it lately. Getting back to the match, Mark, do you think that the match elevated either man?
It did. I think just seeing Eddie work at that pace, Eddie is a pace wrestler like I was. Conditioning is not the strong suit. So you want to make sure everything he does makes sense. Tell better stories. They told a great story last night. They showed toughness. Last night, Eddie, when was the last time you seen Eddie take a beating like that? I mean, the match that he had with Chris Jericho was not that stiff.
And I love the fact, I love the spinning back fist that after he hit it, JR was like, how is he even still standing? How? And then he just fell down and Shivani's like, he's not. Love the way they went into the finish. Yep.
Great, great finish to culminate a wonderful effort. when they were on their knees and they were going back and forth, strong style, it exceeded what strong style is. Then it became a passion. And the passion of, I'm not going to quit. And Eddie got the best of that situation. But Takesta just being in that situation, it elevated him. It made people look at him differently. He's not just an athlete. I talked about his athletic prowess because that was the first thing that I noticed, Bully. But as we're going, I'm seeing a great worker.
Ooh, a great worker. That's a hell of a compliment right there.
Yes. Yes, sir. But he's not a smooth, great worker. He reminds me, Bully, he is the Japanese Randy Orton.
Wow. That's...
He is athletic.
Wow.
He is emotional. He is fundamental. And last night, Eddie Kingston proved that he is tough. He is a grown-ass man. And I only reserve that for Drew McIntyre. And if I compare you to a young Randy Orton and a Drew McIntyre, that is high praise.
You can't get any higher.
You will not see him fall off. You will only see him go up. I can promise you that.
When it comes to Jericho and Kingston, do you think that they're setting up? You said something about a shark cage. But do you think we're going to get an exploding barbed wire death match? Maybe like we saw from Mox and Omega?
I would love that.
The kaboom?
With the kaboom?
Where's the kaboom? You missed the earth-shattering kaboom.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
I love Marvin the Martian.
Oh, my gosh. I did not know you had that drop.
There was this older lady that I knew who used to hang out in Belmar, New Jersey, and she drove a Vespa, a little like moped thing, and she used to wear a helmet. Yeah. She used to wear a helmet. She looked like Marvin the Martian, but I used to call her the Great Gazoo. She reminded me of the Great Gazoo. The Great Gazoo was from the Jetsons, right? Or that from the Flintstones?
I think that was the Jetsons.
But if they're building to an exploding barbed wire death match between Jericho and Kingston, I think people are going to want to tune in to see that because the morbid curiosity surrounding that one. And Jericho seems to get off on doing all this crazy shit lately. You know, he's like our version of Terry Funk. He's middle aged and crazy, and
he has bumped his head way too many times.
It wasn't the Jetsons, it was the Flintstones. And yes, Chris has bumped his head one too many times. He bumped my head pretty bad in Vegas in 2005. I still don't think I've recovered from it.
Billy, can I bring something up that is unrelated to what we're talking to?
Yeah, sure. You can bring anything. It's Saturday. Do what you want.
Chris is doing all of these things that I don't think that he got a chance to do. All of this stuff, I think that it is moving Chris up. I've had my top five wrestlers, my top 10, and Chris was outside of my top 10. Since he's been with AEW, I feel like it has elevated him to top 10 status. And how many people are doing what he's doing? From being a VP and having two songs on the top 30 rock and roll chart, the guy is doing a one-man show in Europe right now. He's got a
family.
And he's got a family. And it's great that he gets to be with his family a lot now, doing what he does. But wrestling-wise, every month, he is still doing something that is impactful to the wrestling industry. So he is evolving at the same time, building the future of pro wrestling.
Would you say that he's the MVP of the entire pro wrestling business right now?
I would say so. I would say so. There's nobody doing more than him because he's allowed to do more.
Hi, everyone. I'm Hall of Fame sportscaster Leslie Visser. And if you love sports the way I do, the people, the passion, then you'll enjoy my podcast, In Conversation, every Thursday. I've drawn from 45 years of covering all sports with people like Billie Jean King and David Duchovny and the merry prankster himself, Bill Walton.
I have reached the top of the mountain. I am having a conversation with Leslie Visser, my hero.
So please listen and subscribe wherever you stream your podcasts.
When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Christian cutting that scathing promo on Matt Hardy. Mark, when the WWE did the storyline with Sheamus and Jeff Hardy and Jeff Hardy's alcohol issues, social media destroyed the WWE for going there. They're doing it in AEW, and social media is like, oh my God, this is so great. I mean, you want to talk about hypocritical. You got a take on this?
You know what? The fans, they're going to do what they want to do, Bully. I don't think that this is not WWE. This is not AEW that are making these comments. They both did the same thing. Now, how the fans relate to that is up to the fans. My opinion, I probably would have steered away from using it. But Christian, man, is him and Sheamus both. Like, it's, oh man. I mean, for me, I wouldn't have done it. But
so you don't like getting this personal?
No. But it was effective, both of them using it. And one had more fallout than the other. But I think it's recency bias too. The first time they did it, oh, that's bullshit. Second time, they're tolerant. It's just my opinion.
Well, this is sports entertainment. This is pro wrestling. This is no different than Hollywood or soap operas or anything like that. If all parties involved are cool with the verbiage, then so be it. Real makes money. you hear the reactions of the fans, whether it's Christian saying stuff to Jungle Boy or about Jungle Boy or about Jungle Boy's deceased dad or the mother or the sister, or Christian making reference to Jeff Hardy's alcohol problems. Here's why I don't mind it at all. There was a portion of my career where every single night I went for the jugular, and it worked. I went for the verbal jugular. I said some harsh, harsh stuff back in the ECW days, but it worked. You know, people would, you know, people bring up like, oh, I can't believe you said this, or I can't believe you said that, you know, that to a fan. When you paid to go to an Andrew Dice Clay show and you sat in the front row, you knew exactly what you were getting yourself into. When you went to a Sam Kinison show and you sat in the front row, you knew exactly what you were getting yourself into. Back in the day, Lisa Lampanelli, she was vicious. You knew what you're getting yourself into if you sat in the front row. ECW is no different. You sat within eyeshot of me. You knew what you were getting yourself into, and you were normally along for the ride. I don't think anybody should be shocked that Christian is saying what he is saying. It's easy. It works. It gets the reaction. It gets the reaction instantly. Why wouldn't you go there? That's just my opinion. Now, the Jungle Boy situation, his dad being passed away, saying what he said to the mom and the sister, to me, that's no big deal at all. I can see how people would be a little perturbed about the Jeff Hardy stuff, because I guess I'm not calling Jeff Hardy an alcoholic by any means, but I guess having problems with alcohol is no laughing matter. Not that anybody was laughing at it, but should we be making light of somebody's issues with alcohol? Is that a good look?
It didn't sound like they were making light of it. I think they made reference to it.
Okay, fair point.
They made reference to it as Matt being a user of the people around him. That was the real issue. They didn't make light and say, oh, so he drinks a little. It's okay to have a drink every now and then. That's making light of a situation. They didn't do that. They just said he had a problem and that Matt was using him to get himself over, which.
If you were Christian right now, let me frame this a different way. If you were working with Jungle Boy and had Jungle Boy at your expense, if you were working with Matt Hardy, you had him at your expense, would you say the things Christian was saying?
No.
You'd stay away from it.
I would stay away from that. I would make it about him. Because I was an intimidator.
Well, Christian's not an intimidator.
I would tell you what I was going to do to you.
Right.
And then I would do it. I am going to stand both feet on your head. I'm going to try to smash you in front of everybody that loves you. And guess what? They won't be able to do a damn thing about it.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The executive producer is Paul Ehrlich. The digital producer is Gabby Laspisa. Andre Viola is the associate producer. Marissa Rivas is the director, sports podcast. Special thanks to senior vice president of sports and podcast, the legendary Steve Cohen.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.